blessed Wednesday morning to all. I certainly pray that this month of September is progressing with all your goals and dreams and aspirations. But we know that the way we get from one day to another is to acknowledge that we are the beloved of God and God is our beloved. Please join on this beautiful Wednesday with Jordan Feliz on his Beloved.
Head full of questions. How can you measure up to deserve affection, to ever be enough for this existence? When did it get so hard? Your heart is beating, alive and breathing, and there's a reason why. You are essential, not accidental.
Joining me on Morning Light, this is Scott Borsky on WWDB. It is an honor to be with you every weekday morning at 7 o'clock and to acknowledge the love of God and to pray together and to have faith together and to remember that if today things aren't going as well as they probably should, that you want. We work in God's time, not ours. Please remember that as Torn Wells sings, God's not done with you.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. God's not
diamonds in the sky.
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart.
God's not done with you.
It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run. 'Cause God's not done with you. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart.
God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars.
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. You. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's not done. God's not done writing your story. No, he's not done. God's not done with you.
God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars.
God's not done with you.
He's not done
even
with
you. Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart.
God's not done with you. It's not. God's not done with you.
Always remember, it is appropriate to pray when things are bad, but even more importantly, in many ways, pray when things are good. Give thanks to God. Have an attitude of gratitude. Remember these words of Candace Cameron Bure, turning to prayer before crisis.
I pray so much and I see God answer so many things to the smallest tiny things and sometimes really big things. But when I forget to pray and I stop praying, just a week or two goes by, I notice such a massive difference in my life. And you just, it connects you to God so much, because when you see the little prayers being answered, it's reminding you every day, God's with me, God's with me. And we know God's with us, but again, we always have to renew our minds. We always have to remind ourselves and encourage and be present with Him. So praying should never be a last resort. Ever. It should be the start.
We may be wearing some shackles. We may be bound to the past and one or more of the essences of our lives. But remember that this is the time of the year in September for a fresh start, a new season, a new time to be all that we can be. Join with American Idol alumni on their shackles.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm gonna praise you. I'm gonna praise you.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. 'Cause you see, I have been down for so long. Feel like the hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstances.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
So I can dance.
I just wanna praise you.
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 You broke the chains, now I can lift my head.
I can lift my head.
And I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna praise you.
Everything that could go wrong, all went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gone with my mind.
But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to take this load.
is how to celebrate Mandisa. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Come on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming back for this. Wow. Melinda, talk about your profound connection to Mandisa.
I mean, I've known her for over 20 years. We started off singing background in sessions together, and then she got on Idol, and yeah. I cheered for her, and then I came the next season, and she cheered for me. Mm-hmm. So that is my girl through and through.
Very special. And Danny, how do you think she would want to be remembered?
I think one of the things that sticks out to me is that she was a fan of people. She was a cheerleader for other people's music. I remember when I got dropped from a record label and re-signed to a new one, was transitioning. She had the biggest voice for me, and she was making a way for me and my biggest cheerleader. And it just felt amazing. And she's always was that person.
Yeah. And Colton, that song is so special in so many ways.
Yeah, I think that song sums up her life.
Yeah.
I think she came in praising. I think she left praising. So we're going to miss her, but our loss is heaven's gain. So, yeah.
Wonderful to have you all back. One more time.
There is a reason that God woke you up this morning. Maybe not just for you, but for others in your circle of love and your circle of life. They need you. Always remember that. There is a reason that you are around and giving blessings to all those in your community today. Please join with Unspoken on their reason.
This year's felt like four seasons of winter, and you give anything to feel the sun. Always raging, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are his child, and don't you forget. He put that hunger in your heart. He put that fire in your soul. Of heaven, we would see his hand on everything, every hour, every minute, every second. He's always been in it. Don't let a shadow of a doubt take hold.
Promises in the Bible that we read about and that we study about and we remember and we teach from generation to generation are not just the promises of those generations thousands of years ago, but they are even more important to us today. God's words are living today. They are not just stuck thousands of years ago. What God did back then, God will do for us now and from generation to generation. Join with Torrin Wells and Jen Johnson on their wonderful Famous Four.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over. I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way through the waters, walk me through. God, I believe in you. Release your love inside of me. Unleash your power for all to see. Spirit, come and fall on us. Over and over. Things are possible.
Did you wake up in the morning on this Wednesday, look up and say, God, I know that was you who woke me up. This is the day the Lord has made. Make that a habit, a good habit in your life. Sing with We Are Messengers on their God Be the Glory.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. Ashes for beauty, joy from my morning, to God be the glory. God.
at my best. You love me in my mess. God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure. You make a way for me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. I'll take ashes for beauty, joy for my morning. To God be the glory, to God be the glory. I'll take, stand for my weakness, pain for my healing. Let this be my story.
Wherever you are today on this beautiful Wednesday, remember that God is never far from us. God is always with us no matter where we are. It could be at work, it could be in the car, it could be shopping, definitely at home, definitely with others in our circle of life. God is always with us, never, never, ever far away. Listen to these wonderful words by Mike Todd, distant from God.
And some of us have been trying to reach God from across the room. Some of us have kept God at an arm's length, been like, God, I'll do my thing over here, but when you need me, you know how to really get me. And God says these next instructions of crazy faith may be coming in whispers. They may have to be something that you only get after 5 or 6 days in my presence. It may be something that I only give when you shut off your iTunes and the radio and the Instagram, and for the next week and a half, you drive in silence. Why? Because I want to be close. I want to hear you. I want to sense you. I want to feel you. I want to know you, because I will not miss the next thing you want to do in my life, because there was too much space.
Did you say something today or do something today that you didn't give thanks to God first? Always remember to put God first in everything that we do. That's how all our words and actions become blessed. Indeed. Join with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. I only want you. I only want you. First things first, I seek you. Truth, walk your ways, set my eyes low.
kingdom's all I wanna see.
Remember that we are who God says we are. We may be as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each and every one of us individually from before we were born until now. Please sing with the beautiful Lauren Daigle on her You Say.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
It is always appropriate to give thanks to God because God is everywhere. So therefore, we can pray anywhere. And after all, what is prayer? Prayer is just a fancy word to having a conversation with God like you do with friends, like you do with family. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? Don't we all want a God that we can say, thank you, God, I know that was you. Joining with Marshall Hall on his thanks.
For the strength you give to simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best, you've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. Sing it with me, church, now thanks. Thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. Hey, I am so blessed. My soul is at rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Oh, thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done.
I am so
on this Wednesday night and every night. When you go to bed, close your eyes. Let your heart not be troubled. If you have problems in your lives, give them to God, because God never sleeps. God never slumbers. Of course, we need to rejuvenate. We need to renew. So take your problems from your hands and give them, as Jeremy Camp sings, out of my hands.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never treasure. With eyes wide open now I finally see, it's here that I find my life was never mine at all. You're still the one inside, always in control. You are strong enough. Only you can take this out of my hands, out of my hands. You're greater than all my sorrows, worthy of all my trust. Thank you, Lord, that this is out of my hands, out of my hands. When it feels like all of this pain is never gonna end,
remember, no problem in your life is too big for God. If you think your problems are big, you don't realize how big, how very big our God is. Join with Terry Ann, stomp your feet, clap your hands on her big God.
With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God. Stop. lost as I face. Don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him.
The word hallelujah comes from Hebrew, which means praise God. It is always appropriate to praise God, no matter where we are, in a restaurant, at work, in a store. God is worthy of our praise. Join with Ren Collective on Hallelujah Anyway.
Yeah, I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart. 'Cause I think I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. Yeah, I'll find a way to thank you, though the bitterness is real and hard. 'Cause I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to surrender to the dark. Never dawns, even if my breakthrough never comes, even if I'll fight to bring you praise, even if my dreams fall to the ground, even if I'm lost, I know I'm found, even if my heart will somehow say. Of the mountaintops, I won't forget it.
comes, even if I'll fight to bring you praise.
Where are you right now? I can hear you. Where are you right now? Wherever you are, say, thank you, God. I know that was you who woke me up this morning so I can bring wonders and miracles to others. And in return, they will be inspired to do so to others. Wherever you are, let's hear that praise. Get your praise up. Join with Brandon Lake on Praise You Anywhere.
Step, each and every breath.
I want to thank you again for joining me on Morning Light on WWDB this beautiful Wednesday. If you don't have the opportunity to join us in the morning, you can always go to the podcast at WWDBAM.com or join me, be my friend, like me on social media, Facebook or Instagram, TikTok, X, which used to be Twitter. I'm always posting the daily links. So whatever time and wherever you are, you can be filled with the faith of God. Let's end this morning with Chris Tomlin on his Thank You, Lord.
My girl, hold on, it ain't changed my world. You're waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord.
Times for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough for my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor, for my babies, for my girl. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Have a blessed day, everybody. And as we always, always say, pray more, worry less.